And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning. It's time for devil's business.
Oh, I'm so tired.
It smells like sex in here.
Welcome to the show that covers sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while all the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic and Aaron Sofane. What's up, guys?
Two tears in a bucket.
Now, this episode that we are going to do is, this is the Too Much Fun episode. Basically, parties that went over the top and were just too much fun.
I've never been to one.
Or you had too much fun. Before we get going on the episode, as always, we have the sponsor of the show, My Favorite Sin. So, Nick, hits up with this week's entertainment.
Well, as everybody knows, we're right outside of Halloween, and that's the second biggest going out night of the year in Atlanta, so it's going to get a little crazy. But our normal weekly rundown, you know, we do Wednesdays at Rose Bar, Thursdays at Tongue and Groove, Fridays at Cosmo Lava, which are going really, really great, Saturdays at back at Tongue and Groove. And this coming up Tuesday, so if you download the podcast on Monday, the very next day, come to MyFavoriteSin.com and sign up for our guest list. We're doing a ladies' night over at Czar Bar. It's a really cool place. It's in East Andrews Entertainment District. Over in Buckhead, where we do a lot of events. And then, of course, check
out
the site.
That's with the ice bar, right?
Yeah, the little Zamboni thing on the fucking bar. It's pretty cool.
If you vomit on the ice bar, it just slides right over to the bartender.
That, and then
you're going to love it.
We've got a ton of...
That's why when you pass out and you bang your head on the bar, it keeps the swelling down.
So we got a lot of ticketed events and bar crawls coming up for Halloween. So get your, get on the site, get your tickets now before they are sold out because it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, next Saturday is when the Halloween parties start, right? Isn't Tongue and Groove this Saturday?
That is correct.
This Thursday is the EOS party, and if you can find us at...
you can just email me, go to MyFavoriteSin.com and email us or contact us that way, and we can send you some online tickets to get to that. It's a pretty cool thing we got going on.
Yeah, especially if you like lip balm.
Especially.
Anyway, every episode we do at the podcast, we always do email submissions. I always say if you have a story about this or something along those lines or a fucked up story, we haven't done fucked up stories in a long time, but we finally got an email submission. Someone wanted to tell their fucked up. I actually have a couple email submissions, but this is one we got.
Yeah, but one is from that guy from Kenya who wants us to help him transfer money or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little skeptical.
Man, well, you know, I mean.
Well, I got a couple email submissions. They want, you know, a natural, all-natural penis enlargement thing. And yeah. I was like, this is not a fucked-up story. I mean, because who needs a 20-inch penis?
Well, that's where fucked-up stories start to get good.
When you can beat her to death with your dick. We got a submission of that's fucked-up story from a listener. I'm just going to say her name is Amy. I'm not exactly sure what her last name was anyway. But I got an email submission. It was a that's fucked-up story, and here's the email. It says, hey, guys. Just listened to your episode this morning with the That's Fucked Up stories about the bloody towel and the cheating whore wife. I think that was when the ace came on.
Yeah, I remember.
It was episode 7 was when we talked about that. I think I have a pretty good one. It's short, but pretty damn funny. We have a gay guy at work, and this morning he goes up to my coworker and best friend, and he tells her this what happened this weekend. After his sexcapades with his boyfriend this weekend, he came into work and forgot to take his cock ring out of his jacket pocket, because that slips your mind all the time. Because when you finish, you know, ramming out your guy, you shove it in your pocket.
That's what, like, it's just starting to get cold now, and I noticed that when I started pulling my jackets out from last winter, that their pockets were filled with old cock rings I thought I had lost.
You know, I'm finished with my
cock
ring.
I've been spending so much money on cock rings.
I gotta put my cock ring in my blazer. That's where I keep it, you know.
Well, yeah,
you can either
just
have
a summer.
Look, everyone has their own little thing. You want your little handkerchief sticking out of your pocket or your cock ring. It lets you know if you're there to party or not.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm in a suit, but I'm laid back.
And erect.
Okay, so anyway, the email continues and says, when he went to fling his jacket over the back of his chair, the cock ring flew out of the jacket 6 feet and landed on the cubicle desk next to him with a 60/70-year-old woman.
Okay, well, you've
got
an
older woman.
You've got a chance here of getting away with this.
Yeah, right. So,
she may not know what it is.
She might think it's a Nuva ring.
I know it seems like she says, I know it seems like it couldn't get any worse, but it does. She walked over to his desk and handed the cock ring back to him
she touched
with
it?
Her bare hands.
lady. No scruples on the old one.
The very one that was
up with your mouth.
Yeah, you don't want your hands. Jesus. Bobbing for cock rings.
Think.
Bobbing for cock rings.
I think we need to have a party this holiday. That needs to be a thing.
Coming to a fall festival near you.
That's the new game at the office Christmas party.
Yeah, we really can't have any more office parties anymore. Why? Well, HR is losing their shit.
The cock fiasco. Anyway,
so the elderly woman walks over to his desk.
Wait, how old is she again?
She's between 60 and 70.
All right. She's
working through retirement?
I guess so. Look, it's a recession. Thanks, Obama.
Nice middle finger.
Jesus Christ.
So she walks over to his desk and she goes, "I think this is yours. It looks like you had fun this weekend."
Oh. Grandma knows what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she know he was gay, though? Did she know it was a shit-covered cock ring?
Look, I feel like...
Wait, is there a better style cock ring? Like, as long as it's just vagina jizz, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I got to feel like she knew what it was, and she picked it up, and asked about the weekend. Is a granny green light, if I've ever heard one.
Did she smell her fingers afterwards?
I'm sure before she picked it up, she probably was like, "I got to smell if it smells like shit or pussy." Oh, no, he washed it.
It smells like both.
Because I always wash my cock ring before I put it back in my blazer pocket.
Yeah. Do you put the cock ring in with your glasses, your dishware, or do you just wash it solo?
No, that's why you store it in the closet in your jacket.
You take it to the dry cleaners.
Don't be gross.
You just kind of brush it off on your leg, right?
Yeah. Hey, excuse me, dry cleaning lady.
There's nothing cleaner than the human rectum.
It's nightmarishly elastic.
So thank you so much, Amy, for your submission. It was very funny. But anybody out there listens, any story that you hear or you think that you have a good story, you can email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Give us a submission line of, you know, around about what the story's about or something like that, and we'll read it on the show. So anyway, we're going to keep this going with the Too Much Fun, because that was obviously a Too Much Fun weekend, if you ask me. It's just a whole lot of fun. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
But one of the first stories when I first met y'all, I was hanging out with you guys, and I remember just seeing a couple items. Well, a question had to be asked. So I want y'all to tell y'all's story. We call it the Santa Stumble.
Let me give 2 seconds of background on how this took place. You know, when we moved to Atlanta, no one knew us. We didn't know anyone. And so we figured, hey, we can be whoever we want to be.
Assholes.
So, man, you know what? And we had just come from Pensacola, and it had been a boring year the year before. So we decided, you know what? Let's just be awesome.
Right,
let's just be as we can. Like, so awesome that people hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. But you can't help but love us because we're so, such a pain in the ass.
And you're humble. That's what I like about most.
Yes, and so this night we
Not planned, gregarious
This
at
night
all.
We had planned, we went. And we
No big words.
Sorry.
It was a string of Christmas parties that were happening this night.
Sir.
And it was our first Christmas season in
Atlanta.
We
even got fucking hats.
Yes,
we decided to participate because we had never done that kind of shit.
Before we left the house, we started doing shots.
Yeah, that
we
was
started
because we would
lots
stop by. Remember,
shots.
We lived in the Vinings, and that was part of Smyrna, and we would always go to Swab, Smyrna World of Beverages, and every time we walked into Swab, we would get a 4-pack of Red Bull and a bottle of Jaeger. And then, you know, roughly 30 minutes, 45 minutes after we clocked out, we were getting drunk.
Yep. Yep. It's a good time.
We're starting to get awesome. Well, we had just met El Boogie. He was a promoter, a big promoter when we first got here.
El Boogie?
That's yeah.
El
Christian
Boogie.
Lawrence.
Yeah, yeah. Lawrence.
Christian name?
Oh, yeah. Christian born name. Hmm. So he was doing the Santa Boogie at Mood Lounge off of Shadowlawn in Buckhead, man. And
we went there.
Magically.
And when we got out, we got out of the car. We had plenty of cheer. And
anytime you get into, like, that party mode and you're just like, hey, man, let's rock. And you get to the party and you start being awesome. And then you don't really intend on doing anything else. But then something just comes along and somebody says, hey, there's another party. And we go, all right. We were having a good time, and it just kept going. So we kept doing more Jaeger bombs and more Jaeger bombs. So we're at Mood. We're having a great time. And then somebody says, Halo. There's another fucking holiday party at Halo. So we go to Halo. What we did, we had parked in the parking garage at Halo.
If anybody knows the parking garage at Halo, there's a one of those swing up and down wooden arms that makes it a real pain in the neck to try to rip them off.
you know, assholes,
and the thing is, we're trying to spend every bit of money we've got buying other people drinks and telling them how awesome they are. People.
So they realize how awesome you are.
It's
a mirror technique. It's like, you're awesome. They're like, well, you're awesome. You're like, I know that.
No, it's you. Just standing in your reflection makes me seem a little more awesome. We're really turning it up, man. And they're taking pictures and we're doing shots and we're buying people drinks and on money we don't really have.
Yeah. I mean, the $2 it cost to get in that parking garage was fucking expensive.
It was $3.
Sons of bitches.
That was fucking
freaking communist.
It was ridiculous. We were one of the first ones to break out and decide we were going to go to the next party that everybody was buzzing about.
Right.
Which was even farther downtown. We just went from Buckhead to Midtown and then downtown.
But before we left Halo, we decided to do a favor to all of our fellow patrons at Halo.
Yes, in the spirit of the season.
In the spirit of giving, we decided that everyone that parked in the parking garage should park there for free.
Absolutely.
Of course.
The only thing keeping everyone from parking in the parking lot for free and enjoying their Christmas.
Half-inch wooden arm.
Yeah, it's this stupid wooden arm that keeps going up and down.
The in-gate is the out-gate, kind of like, you know how most parking garages,
you go in and out.
Driveway.
And the out is just right next to it. So
right.
We were a little inebriated when we got there, so we didn't realize it was just like a one little tunnel.
Extremely inebriated, actually.
So Aaron pulls a 240 around to the gate, and he pauses, and the spirit of giving
hit
overwhelmed
him. It
us.
Struck him.
Yes. And I looked at Aaron and I said, don't move. And he goes, really? I said, don't move. I'll be right back.
Sweet.
And I jump out of the car and I run up to that piece of shit arm and I rip it the fuck off.
Just
it
a little awesome. Bit of vandalism, guys.
It was awesome. He just grabs it and he snaps it off. Now, there was one piece of the arm left. That
maybe
was
about 6 inches out, but it was a shard.
Extremely sharp.
Yeah.
So I had to keep the car to, you know, away from that side or whatever. And then we were out and we're screaming at the prostitutes and having a great time.
Here's the thing. I didn't leave the arm. I took that motherfucker with us.
I brought the evidence with us.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I wasn't going to just toss it.
This is a good idea.
So what we did immediately after that is texted Max and said, hey, parking's on us.
Just tell everyone at the club.
You're welcome.
So now everyone at the club knows who helped us out when anybody asks.
We're not thinking about a trail of evidence at the time.
Right. It was just the heat of the moment.
You might as well shot some semen on it, too.
Right. And this is a little sidebar to that. To this day, they don't have an armed gate anymore. It's a roll-down garage-style gate.
It's totally solid steel gate is what they replaced it with.
They learned.
Yeah, wow. It is actually pretty secure.
It's extremely secure.
It is now. So everybody at Halo, you're welcome. So then...
Well, except for Max, who...
Oh, yeah. He blazed
through. He drove a Tahoe, and
that's
he was
way
like,
too
this
wide.
Is great. You know, and so he's going to take advantage of the discount. Yeah, and so he drove out that gate, and that sharp little wedge just pinstriped that Tahoe for him.
Because that was
save
our next plan.
$3.
We had we had a little fun.
Yeah, the $1,500 of paint damage.
That's for another day, my man.
You can put that off to whenever.
Here's that $3. You're welcome. So we had all huddled up, and we decided that we were going to go to House because we knew the owner of House, and House was in the underground Atlanta. So like Aaron said, Buckhead, Midtown, then downtown. So
it can't get better.
And man, House was serving until 4 in the morning, so we decided that's where we're going to just fucking rage the rest of the night. So we're in the house.
Yes, and there were some people there. As a matter of fact, my wife was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. She was working there.
I
didn't know she was going to be my wife or I would have behaved.
So he's actually a good friend of yours as well, Patrick. That was the first time I met our buddy Reagan. And see the
owner, Ray.
So the owner of house, her name was Krista or whatever, she walked us all in, and you know, she walked us up to the bar, and she's like, hey, this is my friend Reagan. Reagan, get these guys anything they want. Reagan's like, yeah, sure, no problem. I'm like, hi, I'm Nick. How you doing? Let me get a Captain and Coke. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he puts the Captain and Coke on the bar, and I pick it up, and I turn to look at Aaron, and I drop it on the ground.
Drops it right on the ground. It goes everywhere.
Didn't even get to take one sip. And I'm like, fuck. I hang my head, and Reagan looks at me. He goes, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, sorry, bro. And Kristen was right there, too. And she's like, Reagan, get him another one. It's no big deal. So, you know, the sweets were mopping it all up. Aaron's looking at me, judging me. And then,
I felt like you were intoxicated.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'm starting to get a hint that this guy's kind of an asshole.
This fucking drunk motherfucker. I've had enough of
I may have had a sarsaparilla. So then Reagan pours me another drink and hands it to me. And as I go to grab it, I knock it all over his bar.
And knocks it right over.
Just stone cold. Reagan goes, you're fucking cut off. You know that, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's good to meet you, man. My bad, bro.
It's okay. I was like, hey, Nick, you can have a sip of mine, but I'm holding it.
Yeah.
He's just holding a sippy cup
and holding it up like a baby.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, then we had a bunch of more fucking cocktails, bunch of more shots, and the wheels are slowly starting to fall off. Slowly.
Well, you got them nice and greased earlier, and now they're falling off.
So, then I guess lights came on. You know,
lights came on, and we were like, that's enough of that.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the morning, we're in downtown, in Underground, like, let's get the fuck out of here, you know. We rallied everybody up, like, hey, man, because we all parked in the parking deck at Underground or whatever, which is a pain in the dick, because there's, like, that little...
Is there a wooden arm? I know a solution for this problem. I just figured it out.
They have a little better security, because they're familiar.
Because they're at Underground, and they're not so here's around.
So there's that little breezeway or whatever that connects part of the Underground over to their parking garage, and as we're walking out, it's Aaron and I, and we're kind of walking side by side, and then about 20 yards down the breezeway is Max and whoever he was with, and then as we're walking up, I see the security guard booth, and I'm like, you know, that's where all the cameras or the TVs are for all the cameras around the fucking
right
for the Underground, and I look and I see this I see the security guard, and I'm like, is he sleeping or something like that? It looked
you see the hat.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the security guard's hat, so I thought, you know, he was sleeping in the security guard booth.
Yeah, I thought he was
watching
in there,
TVs.
Too.
And then...
Now, describe this hat. Was it just like a ball cap?
No, this is like a
Mountie hat.
This is like an issue fucking security hat with a badge on the front that looks like, you know, like state police have or whatever.
Right.
It's one of those, like those Mountie hats.
Like a Canadian Mountie.
Yeah,
Mounties.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
sweet hat.
So as I'm getting closer to the security guard, I realize... There is no security guard.
Yes.
It's,
boom.
It's just his hat on
top
of
all the TVs. So he's off doing rounds without his hat.
Like an idiot. And you know what they don't
have? What an asshole.
You know what they don't have in the security guard booth where all the TVs are for the cameras?
Oh, I know this one.
Aaron?
A security camera.
That's right. They don't have a
too
camera.
Too secure
on
to
the
need
camera.
One.
So,
it's a panic room.
And the door is wide open.
Wide open. So I'm like, Aaron, hold on. I'm going to.
I've already started some vandalism. So, let's do some theft.
I saw where this was going.
I said, Aaron, get the car and don't turn back. And then he starts going one way, and then I start like kind of like catwalk, like, you know, like prowler, like burglar walking up, like tiptoeing up. But I'm doing
like
it.
Like the Hamburglar?
I'm doing it very, very dramatically. Like, so, like, you know, like ding, 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 ding.
Oh, because we have a little bit of an audience. And,
right. And Max,
just like the attention.
Max is looking, and he goes, what the fuck? And I go, I turn around and I give him the shh, very dramatic. And then I
hot and wabbits.
So I see Aaron grab the 240. He cranks it up.
240, by the way, is his car.
His old 240 Nissan. And he pulls it around to the fucking security booth. And right then, I jump into the security booth, grab the hat, stick it on my head, and run into fucking Aaron's car. And we haul ass. And the whole time, Max is looking at us, and he just goes, what the fuck? Are you
like,
kidding
why
me?
Why am I hanging out with these guys?
Oh, yeah. Immediately, he's like, these fucking assholes, man.
Fucking Pensacola dumbasses up here.
Just moved here and don't respect the city.
Not at all. And then so it's 4:15, and we decide once again, we're going to drive down the middle of Peachtree.
Yep.
Wasted.
Wow. And there were prostitutes everywhere. And, I mean, we're from Pensacola, and look, there are prostitutes there, but they're all on Craigslist. They're not wandering around like zombies on the side of the road.
Zombies in hot pants. You're like, oh, God. $20.
So at one point, and this is, we had no regard for authority at that point. We were just, you know, in a fucking Jägermeister haze. So Aaron has he's wearing sunglasses. He's got the security guard hat on his head, and I've got the arm that we ripped off from the parking garage out the side of the window,
wielding it like a weapon,
like a lance.
Wait, out the window? Yes. Like you're jousting?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're speeding down Peachtree. looking like assholes. And of course, we discovered, you know, a lot of cool music when we moved here. So we're playing it really loud. And we're fucking screaming at the top of our lungs, singing it. And yep. As we're driving by hookers, Aaron's like pointing at him, like, "Hey, girl, what's going on?" And then you could just see the look on their face. It's like, what head, the fuck?
In my head, I'm like, I'm panicked. I'm like, you're going to start lancing hookers and have like a little,
you know what?
Like a hooker kebab.
The thing is, the fact that it didn't turn to that is actually more significant than if it had. If it would have happened, we'd have been like, well, of course.
That's exactly the evolutionary step for the story.
That's exactly where it was going. The fact that it didn't happen was more remarkable.
So we just did. I mean, I didn't think the night could get any better. We were awesome. We met a lot of awesome people. We were vandals. We were thieves.
We got to explore the city a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, and we looked great. It was the spirit of the season.
I was being awesome. They were being awesome. Everyone was being awesome.
It was fantastic. So
do you think that you proved your awesomeness that night?
We did.
They really could go either way.
Well, the thing is, I was like, look, let's go back home and blog about it.
But before we did that.
So we started heading home. Yeah.
And then when
you guys are a couple of assholes, I'm going to say that right now.
When we finally get back to the Vinings, there was a gas station right by our house.
A truck stop.
So we'd gone in there to stop, and Aaron's like, you need anything? I'm going to grab some smokes. And I'm like, no, man, I'm just going to kick it in the car. No big deal. I'm kind of fucking fading quickly, so I'm just going to try and get my shit together. But when Aaron jumps out of the car, he leaves his sunglasses on and the security guard hat and walks into the fucking store. And there's probably about 8 to 10 people in there, including employees.
It was fairly busy for that hour, I thought.
Yeah, it was fairly busy. And the thing at that pilot at the time, they were doing a little remodeling. So they had moved a lot of the shelves around. You could see the lines on the floor where they used to be. Understand, I'm at a vantage point from in the car, so I can't see what he's saying, but I can just see what he's doing.
The gestures?
Doing. Oh, my God. So I see his hands.
Anybody listening, Aaron does a lot of hand gestures when he talks.
It's very clicky with his fingers. So I see Aaron walk into the store, and he puts his hands up like he's getting everyone's attention.
I think the exact line was, "Can I have your attention, everyone?"
Something simple like that, and kind of to the point.
At this point, I'm like, there's no way we can. This is the end of the road. We've pushed it too far, so there's going to be a cop involved. Something's going to happen. This is just not good. And I see his hands go up, and he says that, and then I see everybody direct their attention towards him. And then he says something, and I see the two girls behind the cash register just about fucking crumble in laughter. And then you got a bunch of other people cracking smiles, turning and looking at each other like, did this really just happen? And then
Aaron, tell me what happened inside that
thing. Well, I had a badge.
And now I feel I have authority.
Yeah, so I feel like people should listen to me, and I want them to share in my observational humor. So I just went in, got everyone's attention, and I told them not to be alarmed, but that I was pretty sure everything in the store had moved about 4 inches to the left. And if someone would be kind enough to direct me to the Red Bull cooler, I would appreciate it. And no one would have to go downtown.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. So, yep. That's what, and he gave me the rundown when we got back in the car, and I'm like, just take this thing back to the house so we can call it a night and get away with it all. Get away with it.
Get away with it after we blog about it.
Yeah.
So he'll never know.
So when we get inside, Aaron's got all his shit on, and I'm holding up. He's got a cigarette in one hand. He's got sunglasses on, and then a hat. And then I've got the fucking arm that I'd ripped off the fucking gate. And we take a selfie. And
yeah. Selfie time.
This was the MySpace days, so Aaron immediately posted up on MySpace and said, "We had a great time, and everybody at Halo, you're welcome. Security at house, you should watch your hat."
Well,
there's no way that's going to lead back to you.
Well, actually, it did.
We came to find out that
somehow that's crazy.
Somehow it got back to Krista, the owner of house, was like, "Will you guys give the fucking security the guy their hat back?"
Oh, and the answer was no.
Yeah, I'm guessing hell no, because I saw the hat and the arm in your apartment when I first hung out with y'all, which immediately, because it was sitting like on your table in your living room.
It's a centerpiece.
It was just, I walked in, I'm like, okay, there's a story.
Because the great thing about the arm is because it was like, you know, the white and black hazard looking
right,
arm.
Right, hazard had the little thing on, like, watch out, don't get hit in the head with this thing. Yeah, caution. And it just looked like it had been just bashed off. I'm like, this thing looks horrible. Like, it was just all gnarled off at the end. And I'm like
duh. Yeah, and that shit's dangerous, too.
Because when y'all first told me the story, it was just so nonchalant, just kind of like, yeah, oh, that night, yeah, we ended up with the hat and broke off the arm. I'm like, this one, after we killed the DJ, too. So I'm sitting there going, these guys, I don't know. I can't hang out with these people. My parents.
We have souvenirs of the city we live in.
Did y'all ever keep that, or did you get rid of it finally?
We got rid of the arm, and then I still have the fucking hat.
Yeah, I totally have the hat.
Check out devilsbusiness.net. I'm going to post a picture of the fucking hat.
Okay.
So check it out.
Do we have the blog, though? Do you have the old blog somewhere?
I do have the blog.
Try to get that up on
Try to get the picture.
I'll go dig into MySpace since they fucked it up and my nice custom layout is all messed up with this new MySpace for the stupid kids.
Oh, fuck that.
God.
Sweet.
People in their 20s, I hold them in disdain.
'Tis the season.
All right. This story is one I'm going to tell about my... having too much fun. I was, this is the naked puking and crying story. I was on tour. Some of y'all might know I used to tour as a comedian, a lot, but anyway, I was on tour
up until what? Just like 2 months ago. You act like it was well back in the earlier part of the summer.
I'm actually going back on tour next month. Shut the fuck up. But anyway, I've been doing that for a long time. Anyway, I had several party nights, and this one in particular, we were fucking somewhere in Virginia. And I ended up drinking to excess. This guy that was at our show looked a lot like Dave Matthews to me. And the other guy I tour with, Matt, he goes, dude, we're going out drinking. Well, actually, man, we going out drinking. Now this guy.
We're going out drinking with Dave Matthews.
Hey, man. Hey. This guy looks just like Dave Matthews. And I'm like, why are you talking like that? And he goes, I'm like, yeah, so why? Just because he looks like Dave Matthews, I don't need to hang out with him. He goes, no, man, understand me. We go out drinking with a guy that looks like Dave Matthews. We have enough to drink. He's going to be Dave Matthews. And I thought that was the best logic in the world. So next thing I know, we're going down this street, all these bars. And we're hitting bar. And the guy, Dave Matthews, knows everybody, right?
Because he looks like Dave Matthews.
Because he looks like fucking Dave Matthews. And he's a college town. So I was like, this is killer. So we went to and one of the owners of the bar found out I like Jaeger, started just pumping me full of Jaeger, went down a couple more bars. I ended up singing karaoke at like two different bars.
Wow.
Got kicked out of one because I kept saying the fuck word, and they didn't want me to keep saying fuck.
Really? At a bar?
How can you tell somebody not to say fuck who's blitzkrieged on Jaeger?
Yeah, what if you meet a cute chick? Are you supposed to ask
like,
her out?
I was doing the Dan Band rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart, which you have to say fuck.
Yeah, and you sang that to me for my birthday.
Yeah, right? I sang it to you for your birthday. It tends to be my go-to. But I start singing it, and like right when I request Total Eclipse of Heart, the first thing he says, don't cuss. Don't do the Dan Band version, which I heard was, it'd be awesome if you did the Dan Band version. So
crank it up.
I'm like, all right, come on, Matt. He's singing back up. He's like, yeah, turn around. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm getting into it, and I one fuck in, he gives me a look, and then I'm two fucks in, cuts the mic, kicks me out. I'm like, we should probably just go back to that bar that gave me a free Jaeger. So I end up going back to the bar. Side story, when I'm at that bar, I met one of these girls that was like friends with Dave Matthews looking guy. And apparently I end up in the bathroom with her making out and shit, mm-hmm. and then end up puking on her.
Wow, that's sexy.
I have no recollection of this.
Well,
the reason
it didn't happen.
The reason I know
that's
that
okay. It just looks like vomit.
Matt went back to that town a couple years later, and the girl was at the show. She goes, "Where's the other guy?
The guy that puked on me?"
Yeah, and he goes, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, we went to the bathroom, we made out, and then he puked on me. That's why I ended up getting a free shirt." And she was wearing the shirt, our old shirt. And I'm sitting there going, "I'm like, what?" And he goes, "Yeah, apparently you puked on her, and then had to give her a shirt, so you gave her one of our free shirts." I'm like, "Hey, that's promotion right there, motherfucker." I'm like, the thing that kills me is she went back the next year. Like, I'm like, you back for more, bitch? Like,
well.
So anyway, end up drinking with Dave Matthews all night. We get poured into a cab. The cab driver starts asking what hotel we're at. We got ready so quickly at the hotel, we actually forgot what hotel we were even in. And now we're too drunk to even give him, like, we can't even come up with logic of where we were. So we start describing, like, the bed sheets. It had orange sheets, man.
It's the one with the flowery.
There's a window.
Man, there was a picture of a beach on the wall. You know the place? So the cab driver's kind of yelling at us. And it's kind of weird because we're up in Virginia, and they were it was still like a Patel. Like, I was like, where the fuck is they, that's it. They have the corner of the market, just Patels drive cabs. Yeah. So he starts yelling. Finally, he goes, look at your room key. And finally, pull her.
Oh, very smart.
Fucking logic, motherfucker. We went to three hotels, run in there. Matt's like, hey, are we staying here tonight?
Did you see us before?
Nope.
Do you recognize this face? So we go. Finally, that's when the cab driver's like, he liked the fare was going up, but after a while, he just didn't like the company anymore.
He's like, fuck these guys.
Because this is three times Matt tried to light up a cigarette, and the guy had to keep telling him to put it out. So Matt's like, can I smoke in here? The guy's like, no. And he's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, there's a point where 25 cents a minute isn't worth it anymore.
Yeah, at some point, there's like, I can go get another. You know,
these fare. Guys aren't going to tip me for
shit. Yeah, exactly. They're too drunk. So finally we get to our hotel, and Matt and I end up having to share a room because we could not find his room.
Oh, my God.
But luckily,
nope, it's not 101. Nope, it's not 102.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like three floors. Just, come here, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Pour ourselves in. Luckily, it was a double, so we didn't have to like try to crash in the same bed. Not that it would have mattered because we didn't end up in the bed.
That's funny. I know how you are with men.
Men. Nick. He's an animal. So, you're a beast.
Thank you. Beast mode.
Anyway, don't ever say that in bed with me again. This is the gayest podcast. We walk into the hotel room. I go straight into the bathroom and lock the door because I'm like, this is not going to go well. Because all I've had for the last several hours was Jaeger. And I get in the bathroom, turn on the shower.
I don't see the problem. Just saturated.
No, there was no problem, but I was about to overflow with fun. And awesomeness.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I run right in the bathroom. Now, this is where the sink is outside of the bathroom, just a toilet and the shower inside of the room.
Right.
So I run into the bathtub and turn on the shower, and I just am laying there in the bathtub, and the shower is just hitting me in the chest.
Just like Leaving Las Vegas style.
Totally, really nice. I'm having a lot of fun. Matt's now banging on the door because he's got to piss. I'm like,
piss in the sink.
I'm like, you're going to have to piss in the sink, man.
One of those times when you guys are going to kiss?
Is that where you want it to go, weirdo?
Look, I'm just saying, the last story you told me, that's where it went.
Look, whatever you want to hear, you can make up your own ending. But so Matt starts banging on the door, wants to come in. I tell him to just go piss in the sink. He then... About 2 hours later, I'm still laying in the bathtub.
Jesus.
I am still laying in the bathtub. The water, even in a hotel, which is... just goes through a heater. It doesn't even go through it. It doesn't have it. But I got it cold. You run that shit for 2 hours, it will get cold. Someone just walked in and turned off the gas. They're like, nope.
I'm not paying for this shit.
So finally, Matt's banging on the door, and he goes, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I got the NPCs. He goes, what? I'm like, I got the NPCs. He goes, what's the NPCs, man? I go, I'm naked, puking, and crying. And he goes, why are you naked?
I'm like, shower, dumbass.
And my answer, my logic was, it makes it easier.
You know what?
What, to puke on your
so
lap?
It does make it easier. I could see the logic.
But it stings.
Around 6 a.m., I finally wake up. In the shower.
Is it still going? You're freezing?
Because I have been, it's still going. I'm freezing. I've been puking just blackness down me. Just
You don't even turn your head at that point.
No, I'm just a sloppy mess.
Au pair.
Au pair. We found out if you just say au pair and spit a little when you talk, you feel better.
Yeah.
We get all saliva in the mouth when you're about to puke. Au pair.
Homonym.
So we all have our words. It's not easy, guys. So anyway, I end up stumbling out of the bathroom. I just fall face down onto my bed. I don't even notice where Matt is at this point. He's not in his bed.
You're so face down on him?
Face down onto... No, it's just... Stop painting your own stories. So I end up
We're just
going,
trying to make them better.
So I end up passing out. A couple hours later, around 8 a.m., the maid comes in. Because we don't answer our door when she's knocking and saying, housekeeping. She finally lets herself in.
You know what? Some of them don't try that hard or for that long
it's a
anyway.
Light tit. Housekeeping. And then they click all
the
way in.
Yeah, and then they're in.
So, and to be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure we got the door shut anyway. So she comes in, and this is what she sees. Me, naked, face down on the bed, looking right down Main Street. And
she's just all fucking dog balls.
Matt is on the floor in between the two beds. naked, holding a trash can.
Wow.
Okay.
What?
She thought you guys filmed the gay porn.
So, yeah, exactly. That's what it looked like. It didn't go well. So Matt wakes up at this point. When she walks in, she goes, "Oh, excuse me." And he looks up at her and he goes, "It makes it easier."
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
No shit.
So that was my naked puking and crying story. If you have a submission for Devil's Business, if you got a party or had too much fun, send us the email at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com with the submission line.
Attach photos. Oh, that's sorry.
Yeah, too much fun. Yeah, if you have photos, that'd be even better. We might blur out your face and put a little black line over your eyes.
We'll put them on the website.
And you'll go up on the website. But send it to us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.